Christy Thornton, director and publisher of the Report on the Americas, said that subscription revenues have declined for years and the newspaper has tried internet publishing and radio programming to stay afloat.
The subscription revenue were about half of NAPWA's income for most of its history. But as we've seen that decline, we've seen drastic tightening in our budget. And then we're in a sort of vicious cycle where we've cut staff, and that means that we can't do as much work as we want to do, and that means that the work that we're doing isn't as good, and so that means we're losing more subscribers. And so we are at a point, I think, right now in this sector where there is a need to stop the bleeding, and it can be difficult to think strategically about looking forward when your budget imperatives are knocking down the door every single day.
As independent media outlets have often turned to foundation grants to make up their subscription shortfall, Julie Holler, managing editor at Extra Magazine, cites a well-known book entitled The Revolution Will Not Be Funded to caution about the pitfalls of such model, while also lamenting the tremendous challenge facing mission-driven medias.
If your movement is based around a low-income audience or people who otherwise have a lack of resources, these are important audiences to have media outlets.
Right.
It's going to be very difficult to create a model that will be based purely on the grassroots fundraising model.
Arun Gupta, an unpaid investigative journalist for The Independent, said that the free newspaper receives funding from advertising but relies mostly on volunteers.
United for Peace and Justice used to advertise regularly in the Indy. Then we started becoming critical of them and they stopped advertising. But, you know, that's not going to stop us. We're not moving towards a professional model, but I think that a lot of left media, you're publishing the best of what you get, and occasionally you're publishing what you get. I don't believe there's such a thing as left journalism or alternative journalism. There's good journalism and there's bad journalism. It's not just about providing information. We're interested in radical social and political change.
To the question of whether the younger generation is reading less and is turning to electronic medias for information, Mr. Gupta replies that the public is now relying on a variety of medias which complement each other's.
There are things that are objectively superior about the print experience. The fact is also that our model is growing. Our budget is far smaller than most other left publications, but as near as we can figure out, we're probably about the sixth or seventh largest left publication in the country.
Alternative medias have thrived on the tension that exists between professional legitimacy and the new citizen journalism. Print media, says Christy Thornton, is facing a difficult future, but is not ready to give up.
If we move to the web, if we decide not to be a print publication anymore, we might be able to come up with new ways to generate revenue. But what we don't have the answer for is how do we figure out the economics of that switch? And is there a way to survive making that switch?
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.